presentation, Heritability of Dollar Spot Resistance in Hard Fescue, authors Trent Tate, Stacey Bonas, Bruce Clark, and William Meyer presenting Trent Tate.
All right, thank you for the introduction. My name is Trent Tate. I'm a PhD student at Rutgers University, working in the turfgrass breeding program. So this particular research is for part of my dissertation, and so we're looking at narrow sense heritability of dollar spot resistance in hard fescue. So hard fescue is an important species of cool season turfgrass. It's Festuca brevipila. It's a brunch type which spreads by tillering. It's considered a low maintenance turfgrass, which is making it more popular now with the limitations on inputs that are used. And it's been shown to have low water, fertility, and mowing requirements. As you've seen in previous presentations, it's also been shown to contain the Epicloid festuci fungal endophyte, which grows intercellularly, is maternally transmitted, and has been shown to increase the performance of the turfgrass hard fescue under stress. It's also been shown to provide resistance to dollar spot, red thread, and above ground feeding insects in hard fescue. The disease that we are working with in this particular study is dollar spot disease, which is caused by the fungal pathogen Sclerotinia homeocarpa. It's a highly destructive disease in turfgrass, and it symptoms begin as small, round, tan-colored lesions, which can coalesce to form larger areas of damaged turf. The mycelium are characterized as non-pigmented septate, which form Y-branch patterns, as you can see in the picture on the center. For this particular study, we selected six parents from previous work that we had been characterizing dollar spot resistance in hard fescue. Of those six parents, three of those were resistant to dollar spot. Three of those were susceptible to dollar spot. Now, it's important to note that the three resistant parents did contain the fungal endophyte, and the three susceptible parents did not contain the fungal endophyte. In our evaluations of all of the material that we looked at in only hard fescue, all of the resistant material contained the fungal endophyte, and all of the susceptible material did not contain the fungal endophyte. This is different than the other fine fescue species that we looked at, where there were resistant individuals that did not contain the endophyte and susceptible individuals that did contain the fungal endophyte. So for our mating study, we had a diallele mating design with all combinations, and our reciprocal crosses were conducted in April of 2015. We also used pollen bags to contain multiple panicles of each parental clone to ensure no selfing occurred during that time. We randomly selected 80 progeny of the 30 different crosses that were conducted and included 32 vegetative replicates of the parents. We planted those in space plants at 30 centimeter spacing in tiller plots in October of 2015. The study was a randomized complete block design with four replications. We also included a one plant border around the perimeter to minimize the border effect. We used artificial fungal inoculum to inoculate this trial. This inoculum was prepared by sterilizing Kentucky bluegrass seed and introducing five different strains of the dollar spot fungus to those sterilized seed, allowed to grow a uniform in those aluminum trays. And then prior to inoculation, we dried that inoculum down and homogenized the different lines together before using a drop spreader to apply 1 gram per meter squared rate of dollar spot inoculum on those tiller plots. Those inoculations occurred in July of 2016 and again in July of 2017. And then following the inoculation, we irrigated those tiller plots daily to increase and promote disease development in those plants. Our data was collected as visual percent disease ratings for each plant in the study. We collected data in August of 2016 and again in August of 2017. At the conclusion of data collection in August of 2016, we treated the field trial with a curative application of emerald fungicide, and then we put the normal fall and spring fertility rates to encourage those plants to recover from the disease that we previously recorded data on. And by the spring, or by June of 2017, all the plants exhibited no damage from the previous year's inoculation. So we repeated the inoculation again in July of 2017. For our statistical analysis, the data from the Dialo cross was subjected to the analysis of variance using Griffing's Method 1, which includes your parents, your F1 progeny, and reciprocals, and Model 1 for fixed effects using diallele SAS. The narrow sense heritability was calculated using the mid-parent versus progeny regression analysis, where the slope of the regression is equal to the narrow sense heritability. Now for the results. For time's sake, I just want to highlight a certain group of statistics to go over explain those results to you. So we had significant effects of cross and significant effects for general combining ability and specific combining ability. Now, while we had both significant effects of general combining ability and specific combining ability, it's important to note that the percentage of the general combining ability compared to specific combining ability was 88%. For our parental lines that we included in the study, the dollar spot mean of the resistant parents ranged from 0.5% disease to 1.6% disease, while the susceptible parents' dollar spot mean ranged from 47.9% disease to 79.1% disease. Now, the statistical differences on those parents had an LSD of 5.8. So as you can see, while there were no differences between the resistant parents, there were some differences between the susceptible parents in that study. Our progeny dollar spot means ranged from 2.8% disease to 77.2% disease. So you could tell we had a good range in the center of our parental means there. For general combining ability estimates, you can see that having a resistant parent decreased the dollar spot disease by on an average between 10 and 13%, while having a susceptible maternal parent increased the disease from 9 to 17%. Here we have our mid-parent progeny regression. On the y-axis, we have our progeny means plotted against the mid-parent means on the x-axis. Our resistant maternal lines are denoted by red data points, while our susceptible maternal lines are denoted by black data points. The circular data points are resistant paternal lines, while the square data points are the susceptible paternal lines. Here you can see our four classes of crosses grouping quite nicely together in the graph. This shows us, and what we calculated was a strong maternal effect in these crosses at 0.85. And you can see the slope of our regression line being 0.7, which gives us a narrow sense heritability calculation. That narrow sense heritability calculation of 0.7 indicate that dollar spot response is due to mostly additive genetic factors. The maternal effects of 0.85 indicate a strong influence of the maternal parent to dollar spot resistance. Now, even though we had significant general combining and specific combining abilities, the ratio of those two combining abilities show that the additive gene effects are more important to the dollar spot response than the non-additive gene effects. One other thing important thing to note is the influence of the endophyte on the dollar spot that's been published previously, and the maternal transmission of that endophyte could be a really important factor affecting a lot of these results in the heritability study. Our future results for this study is going to include testing of all of the progenies in the trial for the presence of the Epicloid festuci fungal endophyte. We want to look and see and determine if in the cases, like you can see in the picture of the right, where we have progenies from a resistant maternal cross, where one of those progenies develops severe dollar spot disease, which is much different than most of the other maternal lines in that cross. Is that particular incidence of disease due to the non-transmission of the endophyte to the progeny, or is that some of the paternal effects that are affecting from in the cross in the heritability? And so using the testing of the fungal endophyte and the large population that we have, we'll better understand how important it is for the fungal endophyte to the response of dollar spot in this particular case. With that, I would like to acknowledge quite a few people who helped me on this project. Philip Bynes in data collection and analysis, Rennie Wong, data collection and analysis as well. Lisa Byrne provided us strains of the dollar spot pathogen for use in the inoculation. All the crew down at Adelphia that we work with on a daily basis, Ron, Dirk, Melissa, Ryan, Henry, and Austin, for help planting the trial, maintaining the trial, and then also the farm crew down at Adelphia, George, Brian, Alan, and Jimmy Schumacher, for their aid in managing the trial while we had that going on. And with that, I'll open it up to any questions. In New Jersey, the question is, how bad is the incidence of dollar spot in hard fescue compared to the other fine fescues? So what we see in all the fine fescues, we do get a substantial amount of dollar spot in all of them, including hard fescue, but it's more destructive in the Festuca rubras, both chewings and strong creeping red fescue. And that damage seems to last a lot longer, whereas the hard fescue, you don't get the deep pitting of the disease. It's more of a cosmetic foliar type of infection where you get good recovery once conditions aren't good for disease development.
Our speaker.